my mother is introducing somebody to me and I didn't know them, some members of my family, she might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is
my aunt.
Your, okay, I want you to use the word your, though. Stay like she's talking to me. Your, about, like you would tell your child, if you're introducing a sister, you might say, this man is your uncle and his wife is
your aunt.
Okay. Would you ever, do you always say aunt? Would you ever say aunt? You always say aunt?
Aunt.
All right. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
How's that?
Nests.
And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
in the seats.
Okay, and it has a table like in front of it that they write on. You call a what?
A table.
Okay, and if it's all together, not a table and a chair separate, but just one thing, they call it. Go down. The teacher might say, "Go sit down at your
desk."
Okay, how's that?
Desk.
Okay. Before a boy gets into a fight, he might clench up his
fist.
How?
His fist.
Okay. A small flying insect that is bothersome in the summertime and that stings and draws a little blood is a
bee. I said bee or ants.
Okay, even smaller than that one, and it flies, very small. You have to slap them. Yeah.
It's a skeet, ain't it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the white things that float around up in the sky are, and maybe it's going to be rain.
Let's call them crayons. These white crayons.
You're thinking about bird feeding.
Oh, no, I'm talking about what the rain comes from.
Oh, the sky.
Okay, and those big white shaped things that you can look at.
Oh, the cloud.
Okay.
Rain cloud.
Okay, and right now, we're sitting inside of
a house.
And if some sort of little animal kept getting into your chickens or other animals at night, and you didn't know exactly what animal it was, you might say, I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that
animal.
Okay, would you ever call it anything else if you didn't know what it was, but just some kind of a little animal? You might say that.
A polecat, a possum, vomit.
Do you say, would you use that word?
Yeah.
Would you ever call a man, if he were no good, would you ever call him a varmint? Or have you ever heard anybody called a varmint?
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah. Did they say it around here, if he's no good, he's that low down?
Low-lying vomit.
Okay. What do you call, it's a seafood, and it kind of is curl shape, and comes in a shell, you get them out of the ocean, not out of the rivers, and you have to peel them to eat them.
Going out a muffin.
It's a small one like this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's oysters.
Yeah.
And then there's one that starts shedding. You shrimp around here? You cook shrimp?
No, ma'am.
No.
Freshwater equivalent to that. Crawfish.
Do y'all ever cook crawfish?
No, but I have seen them, but us ain't never cooked none. I have seen them cook crawfish.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Break the head off and cook the tail.
Yeah. You've never had
them
either?
I got a cousin who's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't like them.
Yeah. Okay, if somebody washes a wool sweater in hot water and it gets a lot smaller, you say, look, what's happened? That sweater is
drawed up.
Okay, have you got another word for that to say it'll
it's out of shape. It's shrunk.
Okay, and your wife might say, well, I'm not going to wash this in hot water because I'm afraid it will
shrunk.
Okay, shrunk. All right. What am I doing? If I look at that picture, what am I doing?
You're pointing.
Okay. Okay, now this next one is just to ask you to pronounce the numbers. So if you just say count.